Television viewers know Della Reese as the star of a popular series called Touched by an Angel. Each week, she and her fellow angels visit people in need of spiritual aid.
I'm an angel sent by God.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. I am an angel.
Della Reese is not only an actress and singer, but an ordained Christian minister. She preaches to a 375-member congregation in Los Angeles, California. Her story is included in White Fire, together with the stories of 30 other spiritual leaders, ministers, rabbis, scholars, teachers, and activists. Author Malka Drucker says Della Reese entered the ministry after a health crisis made her turn to another minister for support.
Then she started inviting people into her living room to pass on the teaching she had gotten. And then pretty soon, Reverend Della was taking banquet rooms to accommodate her congregation. And she feels very much that her life now is of a complete piece. Her television show, her pulpit, it's all the same.
Like Della Reese, Malka Drucker found her religious calling later in life. She began her rabbinical studies at the age of 50 and now works as a rabbi and writer in Santa Fe, New Mexico. She wrote White Fire to find out what she shared in common with other women spiritual leaders, a group whose ranks are rapidly expanding.
There's been steady growth over the last 25 years. In the last 5 years, you'll see a jump. For example, the Unitarians now, 65% of their ordainees were women in the last graduating class. This is, to my mind, the first time that women have actually been greater in number than men.
Helen and Rebecca Cohen are both Unitarian Universalist ministers and the only mother-daughter pair in the book. Helen Cohen gave up her college teaching career to enter the ministry in the late 1970s.
I'd say in some ways women were drawn toward that as one of the first professional places that began to open up for women. It was harder at first to break into being doctors, lawyers, and heads of business. I think women are drawn to the sense of community that exists in churches and temples, so that ministry feels a natural place to go.
Helen Cohen is now retired from her Lexington, Massachusetts church, while her daughter Rebecca began her career just a few years ago at a church in Burke, Virginia. Rebecca Cohen believes she faces fewer obstacles than her mother.
Mom was really in the first big wave of women in pulpits, so there were many more people who'd never seen a woman minister, and I think it took a long time for her to feel comfortable in an authority position. Whereas I grew up, of course, seeing her, and seeing other women in authority positions, and so I think it's much easier for me to claim my authority.
Malka Drucker says there's still what she calls a stained glass ceiling for women, making it less likely they'll lead large congregations in major churches or synagogues. An exception is Rabbi Laura Geller of Temple Emmanuel in Los Angeles. Malka Drucker describes her as the first female senior rabbi in a congregation of more than 1,000 members.
She came to that synagogue never having served a congregation but having worked as a social activist. This was a synagogue that was in real trouble financially, and they were close to division. And she, little by little, face by face, there were some who objected to having a woman, but now after 5 or 6 years, the congregation has grown by another third, and she's been innovative as well.
Those innovations include having more members of the congregation lead services, teach scripture, and mentor young people. Other women in the book have established creative new fellowships on a smaller scale. Catherine Campbell serves as an Episcopal priest at a housing project in Northern California, where she ministers mainly to needy Hispanic children.
Well, I was born and raised in Mexico, and so when I felt called into the ministry, I also felt the call to work with the Hispanic population here in the United States. And there continues to be a tremendous need here in the United States for Spanish-speaking clergy, as the Spanish-speaking population continues to rise.
Joan Halifax Roshi also combines activism with spirituality. She's an American Buddhist who founded the Upaya Zen Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico. She not only welcomes Buddhists from around the world to the center, but teaches meditation to non-Buddhists, including the dying, their caregivers, and prison inmates. She gives several reasons why women like herself are helping transform Buddhism in the United States.
One has to do with a great emphasis on community and community development, on children, on families. Another is the deep commitment to caregiving. And also the feeling realm. I think women have opened up psychology more than almost anything in terms of being sensitive to, you know, an individual's background and history and needs. It gives Buddhism and its practice a whole other dimension.
Malka Drucker took the title for her book from a quote about the Torah, that it was written in black fire on white fire. She sees white fire as what's been invisible in many faiths until recently, the dimension added by women spiritual leaders. In writing about those women, she learned lessons that surprised her.
Really, maybe what this is all about is women being socialized a certain way. It works in business as well as it works in the church. It's not so much we need more women in the ministries, it's that we need more of that compassionate, nurturing energy in all clergy.
Malka Drucker is a rabbi and the author of White Fire, a portrait of women spiritual leaders in America. For Coast to Coast, this is Nancy Beardsley.